Sustainable Students. De podcast.
Okay.
Welcome everybody. We hope you had a good lunch. My name is Gilles Hagen. This is Thomas Alava. And we're two of the guys of the Sustainable Students podcast. We have a podcast that airs every two weeks in which we introduce and talk with people from the sustainable industries, whether it's a small company or a large multinational. We talk with them about their passion, about their interests, and about the projects they work on.
And today we have something special. We are here at All Energy Day for a live talk with a startup. And before we go to the pitch battles, we have half an hour to talk with the founders of Student in the Zon, or Student in the Sun, Siep and Berend. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So, very short, what is Student in the Zon?
Really short, we want to help every student within the Netherlands to get a PV installation on their roofs. So wow. That's really short. A
lot of enthusiasm already. Nice.
Yes. Cool. Great mission. So, and how are you going to do that?
Yeah, of course, it's a tough situation. And I think most people listening, they realize as well, okay, it's not my house. I don't have money for this installation. I only live in my student home for 5, maybe 6 years. And a PV installation, of course, gives energy for 25 to 30 years. So it's kind of a difficult situation. And we want to help these students by combining like the house owner, the students and their family, their friends, their old roommates maybe that used to live in these houses to get this PV installation together and to still make this possible for the students.
Cool.
And then this could be in the form of a gift from the from these friends, or maybe a small loan with a low percentage of random
Revenue.
Yeah. And then after maybe 5 to 10 years, you're already you paid the loan back, and then there's just free energy for the students living there. And of course, because solar energy is got so cheap these in the last past years, that that actually right away from the start your energy bill goes down. So
perfect.
Today for the students it's nice, and it only gets nicer when you paid off the loan.
Nice. Cool. And how did you get to the point where you actually started Student in the Zon? What's the story behind it?
I hadn't the PV system on our roof of my student house, and Siep had. So I was getting in contact with Siep, and how did you do it? And then he was like, yeah, it was a big project, and we were the first student house in the Netherlands with this solar system.
Nice, a pioneer.
Yeah, of course.
And did you do it in the same way with funding from friends and family?
It was funded by like old roommates. And ever since I lived there, I was wondering, okay, why are we still the only one? Why don't I know any other house in Delft that has solar panels? Mm-hmm. And it was really through kind of a motivation, like, okay, I know that I'm learning about energy transition, about sustainability, but what is... how can I make impact now? And then, of course, the idea popped up. Okay, let's help every house in Delft and within the Netherlands to these solar panels. And Berend is actually my neighbor as well. So I kind of knew that he was he wanted to get solar panels as well.
He was looking at your roof.
I want these. And he was actually working at a sustainability solar company as well. So he had the knowledge. He's a good website maker. So I thought, okay, let's do this.
Let's team up.
Yeah. Nice. So he knocked on my door, and then we went out for a lunch. And actually in I think 1 hour, the idea was born to make this big and go for the Netherlands.
Cool. And how far are you now for goals, the whole of every student in the Netherlands, every student house in the Netherlands? What's and what step are
progress?
You? What's the progress?
We are running the first pilot of our roof right now, and the funding is completed. So the money is there. We now are looking for a company who get the installation right. And with our housing a company who manage all our house. So we are not the owner of the house, and it's not a private party, but you know it.
A big corporation. We all know the name.
We all know
We're
the
not
going
to say it.
And get the last thing straight, and then we are having this nice solar system on our roof.
Nice, cool. And how much kilowatt peak are we talking?
It's about 16 panels.
Okay, so can you manage?
It really depends on what company is installing these panels. So there's a lot of, we already did a lot of investigation, of course, because when old roommates fund an installation, they don't want Uyghur or strange people to make these companies. Circularity is important as well, just the total sustainability. Mm-hmm. And of course, for like the house owners, it's also really important that there is no damage to the house and that they are ensured that everything goes well. So
so a lot of detailed design before you can actually make the investment and actually
we
have
definitely
the money.
Only want to work with the best
And have you figured it out now? Have you, you know, chosen which companies you want to work with, known what kind of panels you're going to install and what the impact is going to be, or is that something you're still working on?
We're working on, but we want a company who has the best certificates as well, so that we can ensure the owner of the house that we are having a good system and it will endure for
provide quality.
It will always be a few companies so that you make sure that there's some competition, that
so
there isn't a monopoly within Studentenzone.
Because you're going to get a monopoly, obviously, in every student house in the Netherlands. That's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal.
I don't know. It's not really
the main goal.
We don't want to see it as a monopoly. We want to help everyone. And if they can do it on their own, please do it. Because eventually for us, the goal is every student house within the Netherlands should have solar panels. And we actually aren't in it for the money. We want to do it kind of like
a non-profit
kind of goal. And we really want to inspire everyone. Yo, let's go do this. And
the main goal is to make it easy for the students. And if you want to do it yourself, like Siep already said, go for it. But there are so many things that you're going to run into that are difficult or are easier to do it if you work together with us.
So can you take us in the process of installing solar panels? So let's say I want solar panels on the podcast studio, maybe.
Yeah.
And I knock on your door. So
very small roof, though.
You knock on our door.
So what happens next?
We make the plan of how many panels, and we'll try to make a good sketch of your roof, and then going to check what the potential is for your PV system.
Is it always possible?
It's not always possible, but in most cases.
Okay. It's just the revenue, the amount of electricity will vary like depending on the angle.
Just get an estimation about around how much money are we talking about that actually we can invest in your roof, of course.
So then you have the estimation, and then
we make this project page on our website where old roommates or family can invest in your solar system.
So we can invite people to
check our page. We want this system.
A story, and a nice picture of the house, of course.
Exactly.
And then they can give an amount of money. Mm-hmm. We have a minimum for that you are not getting this small amount of money, but that you can reach the goal.
And
quicker.
How much money are we talking about? How much do you?
I think it's
need something like
between 3,000 and 10,000 euros.
Okay.
So it's much for students, but if you do it with a lot of people, you can manage. Mm-hmm. And then this investments can be a gift or a sort of
a
loan
payback.
with small revenue. And if the goal is completed, so you can set a minimum goal and a maximum goal. If you want the best system or the largest on your roof, or stay to minimum. If the goal is reached, then we are contacting this installation company, and we will discuss first which kind of system they want, how much watts does it need to be a Chinese the solar panel mm-hmm. or European. Mm-hmm. Like, and we think it's important to
transparency. Have transparency about what you're going to install.
And ask what the students want.
Yeah, so of course.
That's the most important thing, I think.
And obviously, I mean, student houses, they have a little bit of rivalry between each other. Yeah. So you can also gamify it a little bit,
of
right?
Course. I mean,
of course. Who's got the biggest installation?
And
we have so many kilowatt on our roof. And
maybe you got it entirely for free because your old roommates are the coolest. I don't know.
Just give you all the money.
Yeah.
So we don't have a Lustrum this year. We have a new installation.
But we already saw, like, the old roommates, they love their student times mm-hmm. over there. And there are always people that have enough money and they just want to help and they care about the goal. And actually, from what we now see, there are a lot of people that just want to gift the money.
Yeah,
to
so the in the pilot project, were there mostly gifts or mostly loans or 50-50?
That's a good question. It's 50-50.
Okay.
It's about 50-50. So, it was around 8K, our system goal. And we have about half of it as a gift.
Loan and half, okay.
That's quite a lot.
It's actually quite a lot of money. And what nice is if you have a lot of gifts, then to pay back is going to be shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So how long is you're earlier getting free five energy years. Of your PV
and
system?
Then, of course, when we're talking about 5 years, then already, like, the people now living there, they are almost paying nothing anymore for their energy, or they're the part of the solar energy. It's way cheaper, of course, already than they would do normally. Mm-hmm. But after this time, then it's just free energy for 25 years. So it's really
perfect.
A cool legacy.
That's great.
Yeah. So to come back at your question, the students, when the installation is completed, then the students are immediately paying less for their energy and paying a little money back to the investments of mm-hmm. the family or the old roommates. And after this, this all packages paid back, then it's all free energy and you
just save on your bill.
And just so
you're saving the bill,
after the money, like you see on the website, you see the bar going up and you see, like, okay, these awesome legends, they already joined, and the list of the people that joined is growing. And when it's ready, we actually, after 2 months, we want this PV installation on your roof. So now we're still in a pilot phase, so it maybe takes some longer time, but it should be possible. And we don't want to go slow, but let's do it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we get a final investment kind of program with the loan, and there goes a contract to all the people that join it, to the roommates, that everything is secured within the house owner, like the living corporation, the students, the people that join the project.
I was wondering, how come that you guys are necessary? I mean, you know, the big renting corporations, they must have sustainability plans and goals to reduce energy use in their houses. I mean, they have a big bag with money. They are the owners of those houses. Mm-hmm. I mean, how come
it's a very good question, and it's a very simple answer. Actually, it's really hard for them to make the houses more sustainable, because of course when we buy our own solar panels, we save on our energy bill, and there's an investment payback.
Mm-hmm.
But for these house owners, they don't pay the energy bill.
Yeah.
So if they invest in solar panels, it's very hard for them. They should hire the rent, and of course this is difficult. So what we see now, that then on the big houses, like the flats,
mm-hmm.
they put solar panels on top, they put an extra line straight to the ground, and they just sell the electricity to the grid, and the mm-hmm. students buy it from the grid.
Yeah.
So they aren't really using using that solar indirectly.
That's actually,
of course, they're using
actually
this.
More expensive as well, right?
Yeah. It's more expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
And in
you
a
get
small
less,
house,
you get, yeah, yeah.
In a small house, it's way too big investment to put solar panels on the roof and put an entire extra line into the ground for this electricity. So
yeah, and not get that much money for your for your electricity put in the grid.
Or you should calculate, how much electricity are these students using themselves and how much, because of course, when you have solar panels, you can't directly use all the energy you're creating. So a part of this energy you're using right away and a part you're selling to the grid. So then your house owner should calculate like how are these parts, and that's difficult. So and the other side of the question, why do they need us, like the students, why do they need us, is of course to give just mostly legal issues, like how's their security for like the house owner, how are you going to get it, how do you say it, like if something goes wrong,
the insurance.
And maybe if somebody on their side as well, because a renter and the house owner, it's always there's always a gap between them, and if just two students standing by their side as a non-profit and just trying to help them become more aware of what their their energy use, that's definitely something that might help them take a bigger risk maybe, or see that it's not a very big risk.
Yeah, and I think we can make the students enthusiastic as well. So if a big housing company asks you, do you want a solar system, and they say you have to pay for it, or it's a different situation than if we are going to talk with you guys and ask, let's do it together and.
Yeah.
And
let's figure out a way to get the money instead of just
the most important part is actually that the students want this, and that's I hope some people are listening and they think, I wanna do energy transition right now. I don't wanna learn about this. I wanna
implement
it
right now.
And that
I
is something of our generation,
because we are
right?
waiting, but we can actually do it right now. Yeah. And it isn't our project. We aren't going to put these solar panels on your roof. We need students actually within their houses that want to do this, and the only thing we want to do is help them. So we aren't going to call your family to loan you money or anything. It's really the students should do it eventually.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool.
So you guys are doing this for 1 year about right now.
Yeah.
One pilot project as well. What's the road ahead? What are the future plans?
Yeah, actually, it's spring. It's slowly starting to get the weather slowly starting to get nice, so people get the PV tingling in their tummies, hopefully. So we really want to start like doing 5 to 10 pilots within Delft this summer. And
that's quite ambitious. Actually.
That's quite ambitious, and of course there goes some time over it. So we hope in the end of summer that we really reach this. And there's a big partnership coming up as well that can really speed this up
and help us out.
The finalizing of this first pilot is really important for us as well, because there's a lot to be learned, of course, still. Mm-hmm. And so that are.
And what are the challenges? I mean, do you have those 5 pilots in the pipeline already, or is it difficult to get the students?
Actually, a lot of people are enthusiastic, but we are still waiting on some things we learned within the first pilot to really start.
Finish the pilot, begin to end. Okay, what can go wrong? Yeah.
Iterate then, a little bit. Yes. What went wrong? What was were the good parts? And then
are
improvement.
There some things,
very good.
Are there some things that you think I wish I knew that a year ago, or not really?
Of course, you learn a lot, and actually, within starting all the. We are TU Delft, so we really see it kind of simple, and all like the legal issues, the economic, the business plans, and kind of this, it's really, you learn a lot going through all these things.
It's a bit
and,
out
like,
of your
partnerships
league,
and really the contact with like these big organizations, and that it sometimes can go slow, or can that you have to email a lot. And so there, it's nice to see. I think the biggest learning part for me was like the non-TU Delft issue, and of course the learning about solar panels is really what we like as TU Delft people, and it's really nice to get to learn a lot about this as well.
Yeah, of course.
And have learned a lot about this.
The techniques, and maybe the legal part is a little bit out of our league, as you asked. But the nice thing about it is you can find it out yourself. So we were reading a lot of websites and checking out what we need to fix. And yeah, that's...
It isn't that anyone can be a lawyer, but actually you can come quite far on your own.
Yeah. But we are very
only
happy.
Only Theo Delft is really learning something. Yeah. The rest is on the internet.
That's quite a bold statement. Yeah, yeah. I like it.
We can skip that for a while. So. Luckily, there aren't too many Rotterdam or Leiden students.
I think you're fine, but I get what you mean. Like you can read a lot on the internet, and obviously, you know, if you figure it out yourself, you put it on paper, and then you check it by somebody who actually knows it. You know, it takes much less time for the guy to just check it and say, okay, this is good. You know, you can go forward on this. Nice, cool.
Yeah, we did all the first work, and we are now very happy that we have this specialist in renewables on board. Mm-hmm. So he helps us out, and he has a lot of experience. So. We can do the first searching work, and then
We have some help as well in the legal field within solar PV. So that's nice as well too. We can do a lot of work, but the final part, we are happy to have some experts as well.
So how big is the team right now?
It's actually us two and like two more advisory kind of
on board. People. Okay, cool.
Well. Thank you very much. I'm not sure, Thomas, do you have any more questions
no,
or do you have
really
anything else to
maybe
you want to say?
Like the final takeaway, of course, we need the students. We need people that want to put a PV installation on their roofs because we aren't doing it, like I already said. And when someone isn't really motivated about this as well, it isn't kind of worth our time. So it's really your project, and you can be, when you come back in 20 years in your old student home, you can still say, okay, this PV installation, I helped put it there, and we did this together. And I think you can really be proud of this as well. And within your team, like for me, every time new people come to Delft and I give them a tour around their house, I show them the solar panels, like, okay, we were the first house, and we are the most sustainable house in Delft, or I don't know, we can say
maybe
this,
the Netherlands.
Probably not true, but still, it's you can really be proud of this. And
cool.
As well, for eventually growing, we can do all the promotion. We eventually, in the future, we'll be looking for people as well that want to go through these houses and do promotion for us as well. And it's a great way to make
impact. So what do the visitors of All Energy Day have to do to get in touch with you? Where do they have to go?
They have to go to our website. It's studentinthezon.nl.
Perfect.
And then fill in the form at the bottom of the website. Or give us a call or send an email. We are on the website with the contact information there. So send us an email or call us, and we will start your project right now.
Perfect. Thank you very much,
very
guys.
Nice.
And thank you very much for listening and watching this talk. Enjoy the afternoon of All Energy Day, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the pitches.
Thank you.
Heb je nou vragen over het onderwerp of aan ons?
Of heb je een suggestie voor een nieuwe gast voor bij ons op de show?
Laat het ons weten via de website, Insta, LinkedIn, wat je maar wil. Tot volgende keer!